It's usually only in arrest reports that we see the term peace officer, and usually because it's part of a charge like interfering with a peace officer. So peace officer, police, or both? In Ashland, the answer is both. City police cars now bear the words peace officer in decals applied to the vehicles. That's the work of Ashland Police with the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission. Both are represented here in the studio. Ty O'Mara is the Ashland Police Chief. Good to have you in the studio.
Good morning.
And David Wick is the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission Executive Director. David, thank you for joining
Hello.
Us.
Thank you.
So what were the circumstances that got this discussion rolling in the first place? Who brought what to whom? It sounds like it came from you, David.
Yes. Actually, I heard an interview by Lisa Broderick, who had founded the Police to Peace. She had an interview and the Rotary E-Club that I'm a member of, the Rotary E-Club for World Peace. And I was reading what you're talking about, police to peace, and the whole idea of, you know, peace officers and so on. It really resonated very strongly with the culture of peace and our focus of the within the city. And let me give you a little context about what we're doing here and why we're with the Culture Peace Commission, mm-hmm. what we're about and some of our background that really engages with Chief O'Mara. And so part of it is, with the United Nations as part of our background, is the Culture Peace is a set of values, attitudes, modes of behavior, and ways of life. So that's the culture that we're talking about. We're not talking about art and music, et cetera, but it's a broader scope of how we function, how we live in the bigger picture.
Or as we've talked about in the past, because I know I struggle with the concept a few times myself, but it's basically treating each other decently.
Well, and that's what it comes down to, absolutely. So with the Culture of Peace Commission, one of the early mission statements that we have is that a culture of peace, a community-wide movement dedicated to transforming our attitudes, behaviors, and institutions into ones that foster harmonious relationships with each other and the natural world. So relationships are really the fundamental of our society, of our community, and how we function. And it's really, what do we want? I mean, we have what we have. And in Ashland, you know, it's, in large part, it's very good. But what do we want as we're moving forward? So it's really looking at relationships, how do we enhance them, how do we better them, and how do we create, in the broader scale, a culture of peace, which covers everybody in all roles in the community.
All right, so there's the Culture of Peace Commission in Ashland. There's an organization called Police to Peace, which I notice has recommended putting peace officer designations elsewhere.
Yeah, from the inspiration from Lisa Broderick, I talked with Chief O'Mara about that, and the chief had been involved with the Culture of Peace Commission, supporting a lot of the things that we do, and said, you know, I think this sounds like something that really can enhance. Again, we're talking about, in the bigger picture, we're talking about people, our thinking and our behaviors, and how do we influence ourselves in our relationships moving forward to be more positive, to be more community. Everyone has a role to make a culture of peace.
So, Chief, let's understand, had there been ongoing discussions between your office and the Culture of Peace Commission? I mean, is there a certain level of understanding and discussion there already?
Yeah, there has been for years. I'm one of the, I think, one of the founding commissioners mm-hmm. of the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission. I've been associated with them since the group's inception. And the ACPC's values and what that group is striving for align with procedural justice, which is a philosophy in policing of treating everybody with respect, allowing every person his or her voice, never challenging anybody's dignity, giving people neutrality in decision making. So the ACPC and how I am trying to get the Ashland police officers to engage the community, those two things are very similar and parallel to each other. Neither one means that each person gets his or her way. It just means that we want to engage the community. We want to engage all stakeholders. We want each group and person in the community to feel as though their values and their perspective is respected and valued and thrown into the mix for decision making. And one of the things that the studies involved in procedural justice indicate is that people don't really care what the outcome is so much as they care about how they're treated while the outcome is being decided. And the Peace Officer Program, the Peace Officer Declaration, is our way of affirming that we want to value our relationships. We want to engage the community. We want to be partners with the community in building a peace, a culture of peace, a peaceful community, and ensuring everybody's customer safety. So it's, in a lot of ways, it's a declaration, a further declaration that we want to not just be police officers. We're going to be police officers. We have a fundamental duty to be police officers and enforcers of the law. But the manner in which we strive to fulfill those duties is in the Peace Officer Declaration.
Ty O'Mara is the Ashland Police Chief. David Wick is the Culture of Peace Commission Executive Director. We're talking about peace officers in Ashland and what that means. It's more than just putting a decal on a car. You can join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So is there some training that also, I mean, it's more than a car decal from what you're telling me. So is there training that comes with it, or is this already well instituted in your training?
The procedural justice is something that we've been involved in for years. So there's no specific training that comes with the peace officer decal and declaration, but I feel strongly, confidently that it is a visible demonstration of some ideals that we've been working on for years. Every Ashland police officer has been through the procedural justice training, has been through implicit bias training, the original round, and most of us have gone through the follow-up tactical ethics class that's offered by Portland State University. And so it is an ongoing endeavor to stay up on this training and continuously remind ourselves that we don't just want to be the iron hand of justice, but we want to be partners and engage the community in all of us building a safe environment.
So part of it, Jeffrey, is May 16th, 2017, working with the Culture of Peace Commission and the City Council declared that Ashland, joining the International Cities of Peace, and that Ashland is a city of peace, which means it's moving toward. It's not cooked and done. It means that's the intention. That's what we're evolving. So this is part of that. So the overarching umbrella is that Ashland is a city of peace. And it says, in perpetuity, and encourage city and community leaders to work with the concerned citizens to develop the policies and procedures that promote a culture of peace in our region. So this is moving forward. You know, it's not just what we've got, but this is where Chief O'Mara is, you know, also visionary and looking at how we function. And part of what we work on is what Bucky Fuller says, is that you never, you know, change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So that's what this is also about. You know, better relationships, but how we move forward in a more creative way. Because, you know, going back to the old adage about as you think, so you become.
So it is it's not so much a destination as a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Constantly thinking about things. Let's grab your headphones because I have a call for you here. Let's talk to Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Ashland Police Chief Ty O'Mara and David Wick from the Culture of Peace Commission. Hi, Steve.
Howdy. Every time a police officer shoots an unarmed black man, white man, whichever, it makes national news and puts the police, I think, in a bad light with the public at all. How do you convince the public that by changing the name to peace officer that you're not just putting lipstick on a pig? How do you improve the perceptions when there's so much bad vibes going out on the national news network?
All right, thanks. Interesting choice of analogy, Steve, but thanks for the call.
So the events nationally that get headlines are very important, and anytime there's a unwarranted use of force, and of course many times the officer can't know in the moment whether or not it's warranted or unwarranted, we all hear about it. And I'm not diminishing the significance of those events. What I would ask people to believe is that, or to recognize, is that there are tens or hundreds of thousands of police encounters every day that end very, on a very friendly note. There are many examples of police officers positively interacting with people. In the city of Ashland last year, we never had to use any high level of force against anybody. We handled over 29,000 calls for service. We wrote over 3,800 reports. And so if we just look at the reports, the 25 uses of force that we had, that's about 0.6% of the cases that we took involved the use of force. So those instances of, in hindsight, or the rare instances of malicious use of force by police nationally that get all the attention, those are very significant issues, and I would never try to sweep them under the rug. But we also need to recognize that the overwhelming majority of interactions that police have with members of the community are not that, and are positive or much more amicable than a gross use of force.
But does it paint does it paint all police with the same shade when you have something happening nationally? Will people automatically assume that because you're police officers, even if you're from the Ashland Police Force, which says peace officer on the cars, that they might be there? You're basically all lumped in the same bin.
It does, for sure, and that's something that I run up against all the time. But just because, first of all, I think it's important to recognize that despite the vocal and highly publicized incidents that police have that involve uses of force, right now the American community supports police officers at levels that haven't been seen in decades. The last time I saw a study, it was about 77% of the American population supports police officers. You just don't hear about that. It's not as grabby. And yes, we all get painted with the same brush. If something happens in Florida, then that gets transposed onto Ashland police officers and Medford and county deputies. It gets transposed onto the entire national police community. But should that stop us from doing something like deploying peace officer decals? Should that stop us from trying to take a positive step forward? Are we supposed to stay mired where we are because there is sometimes perceived to be, or there is actually, a problematic relationship with the police community and the national community, or the police community and communities of color, or the LGBTQ community? No, there's nothing wrong with us saying we want to take a positive step forward. We want to recognize that what we're trying to do, ideally what we are doing every day, is trying to engage the community in a more comprehensive, compassionate, professional way. So if people, Steve, respectfully choose to see it that we're putting lipstick on a pig, I'd say, no, we're making a declaration on behalf of the Ashland Police Department and how we want the Ashland Police Department to interact with the Ashland community. And it doesn't serve us any, it doesn't do us any service to say, well, we're stuck here and we can't take any positive steps because there seems to be a problematic relationship with the national police community and the national community.
Ty O'Meara is Ashland's police chief. David Wick is the executive director of the city's Culture of Peace Commission. We're talking about applying peace officer designations to cars and, in essence, putting them on the work of the police officers as well. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. David Wick, peace officer designations are going on in other communities as well, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So this is part of the national study. This has begun, and other cities are engaging in this also. And this is a research study where prior to the designation on the vehicles, there's a community survey that was done. It was about a month-long survey, have put in on the decals, and in a couple months there'll be another survey to see what if there's any shift in perception, in relationship, in thinking. Again, because it really is part of, how as you think, so you become, is really how to value the relationships and think about them differently. And that's one of the things that I think is really important, is that if people have some concerns or complaints or real issues, is to come and talk, not just throw firebombs out in social media or Facebook, or just which often happens.
Let's make it clear, these are rhetorical firebombs.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. And people are expressing themselves, but get involved, come down. Chief O'Meara is available anytime to talk with anybody about anything. We certainly are. And so it's really getting involved rather than just jump up and down about things. It's like, okay, there are issues, and there's always going to be conflict. But it's how we deal with the conflict is the question.
Chief, are there any, since a lot of people are going to come in contact with police, not necessarily in their cars, particularly in the downtown area, is there any designations for uniforms, anything like that, or is it just a car decal?
Right now, it's just the car, and the traffic motorcycle is going to get a decal as well. There's no plan right now to put a designation on the uniforms. I'm not sure how that would work. I'm happy to entertain that thought, but we can't step away from the police officer designation also. You know, that is the core of what we're all trying to do. If there's a way to incorporate peace officer along with police officer on the uniform, I'm open to considering it, but we haven't gone down that path yet.
Why have we you? There's been a bit of a dust up recently about this ordinance 3176 about people needing to identify themselves. You were saying when you came in this morning some misinformation about that, and I noticed other media reports indicating that they had kind of boffed things the first time through. What is it that the ordinance is seeking to do?
So there are two laws that have been in place forever, substantially. One is a state law that indicates or states that law enforcement officers have the let me back up for a second. We're not trying to give police any new authority to stop anybody here. There's a great misconception that this is going to lead to increased stops, and it's going to lead to increased stops that are applied to people of color or members of the LGBTQ community in an inequitable manner. I just don't believe, I know that it's not true that this is new authority, and I don't believe that it's going to lead to any new stops because it's not new authority. We have, per state law, the authority to stop anyone and detain someone long enough to conduct an investigation and to identify them if they're found to be committing a violation. Now, violation is a very low-level offense. It, by itself, cannot result in incarceration. There's a part of the Ashland City Charter, which is basically the city constitution, that states that the police chief and police officers have a duty to investigate violations of ordinance and prepare a complaint and forward that complaint to the municipal court judge. What we're trying to do is get ourselves into position that we can demand identifying information from people if we have probable cause to believe that they've committed a violation. Now, this is a pretty basic tenet of the relationship with the American community is supposed to have with American law enforcement, that we don't need you to say anything incriminating against yourself, but you need to say it, tell us who you are. There's nothing wrong with that. If I catch somebody smoking downtown as a violation of city code, smoking marijuana in public, drinking in public, you know, a dog leash violation, blocking the sidewalk, whatever, littering. I catch you doing that. I have probable cause to believe it. If I want to write you a ticket, you should have to tell me who you are. Currently, under a Supreme Court ruling, you're not required to do that because it's considered passive behavior.
U.S. or state Supreme Court?
State Supreme Court. It's considered passive behavior. The previous charge that applied to this was the one you quoted earlier, interfering with a peace officer. The Supreme Court said that passive behavior cannot be what constitutes the interference with a peace officer. The passive behavior can't be it. So if I catch somebody violating a local ordinance and I say, hey, I want to give you a ticket because I have probable cause to believe that you violated an ordinance, and you just stare at me, there's nothing I can do beyond that. And that's not a workable solution for public safety. That's not a way to build a safe environment in which everybody respects the framework that the community has set up through the legislative body, the city council. So all this does is get us back to a place where we can hold people accountable for their inappropriate actions. People have concerns that this is going to be applied inequitably to marginalized community members, and I respect those concerns. I have, as I said earlier, I've embraced the implicit bias training, procedural justice, the tactical ethics. I think we are doing what we can to best prepare the Ashland police officers to most equitably engage members of the community. What I would challenge somebody to do is to go back to about 2 years ago and go into the past before that, when the interfering with a peace officer law did allow us to take people into custody who refused to identify themselves after they were caught violating an ordinance, and demonstrate to me that when we had that ability, that was applied inequitably. And I don't think that you're going to be able to do it. So I think we have established a track record of using the tools that we have to applying the tools that we have, applying them in a fair and equitable way. And all we're trying to do is get back to a place where we can hold people accountable. Again, I want to reiterate this because there has been a lot of bad information out there. This is not a stop and identify yourself. It's not stop and frisk. It's not stop you without cause. It's not show me your papers. And if you sense the passion in my voice, it's because I get really frustrated that people have mischaracterized this. People have made references to the rise of fascism. I mean, it's highly offensive stuff, and that is not what this is. I would also say, and David hinted on at this earlier, there was a really passionate council meeting the other day where a lot of very caring, engaged members of the community came and expressed their concerns. And not one person, until yesterday, I had my very first person come in. She made an appointment, and she said, Ty, I want to talk to you about this. Prior to that, not one person from the community had called me at 541-552-2142 and said, hey, Ty, I've got a concern about this. Can we talk about it? Mm-hmm. Again, 552-2142. If you got a concern about it, give me a call, and we'll chat about it. And as David said, it's much more productive to call the people that are involved in these issues and say, come on, what's going on? I've got some concerns about this. Help me better understand it. It's not productive to, again, as David said, to jump up and down and shake your fist in the air and say, I got a problem with this. That doesn't serve the greatest good.
So 3176 just had a reading, and some people spoke on it the other night. So it won't be deliberated by the council till June, is that right?
Yeah, it didn't even get first reading. It was postponed because Councilor Jensen wants to be there for it. So it will get read for the first time on June 18th.
Okay. Never a dull time to be Ashland City Police Chief, is there, Ty O'Mara? And David Wick from the Ashland Culture Peace Commission. So three cars already have the decals. Are they all going to get it?
Last time I looked, three cars had the decals. All eight of the patrol cars and the police motorcycle will eventually have the decals.
All right. Thank you both for joining us today on the
Thank
Jefferson
you.
Exchange.
Thank you.